Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Serwinski, and today I am once again joined by Perry Superintendent Lynn Eubin for part two of a two-part interview about the most recent Perry School Board meeting. All right. One thing that you mentioned in your report was the Shopko donation. Now, you said that this is something that has happened every year. Is that correct?
Well, I can't say every year, but pretty close to that. Shopko has been a great partner, and they've been donating to the school. And what we've done with that is we've been able to do some special things. And, you know, one year it might go to the elementary. You know, at one time we had Chad Elliott, who's an author and a composer. We had him come to La Poste, and all the third graders got his new book and CD and Shopko with our Shopko donation. This past year, the middle school, high school was able to have R5, and they were able to invite in a company that presented Walk a Mile in My Shoes and talked a lot about the anti-bullying and really focused on things you can do at school and in the hallways and things that occur and, you know, how you can support each other. And they had had them before and enjoyed them probably 5 years ago. And so they were able to get them back for all the middle school and high school kids, two separate kind of assemblies and meetings and things. So it's fun because we're able to do something special. Those things are hard to do with your general fund that is taken up, obviously, with your salaries, your books, your supplies, your running your district. But this has always been kind of a neat donation to us to do something fun at the various levels.
All right. Kind of going over some of the things that were approved last night. The Gear Up grant coordinator position was approved. You'll advertise for that soon. What is Gear Up, and what will this position entail?
Well, Gear Up is actually gaining early awareness and readiness for undergraduate programs. And we have students that are in the Gear Up program that will make college visits, trying to get kids maybe who haven't been to college or post-secondary and don't really even know the options available, and maybe the families don't either. And so trying to link kids with that process of going on to post-secondary education. This year I went with the Gear Up kids to Iowa State. They took all the freshmen. So I think it was 3 or 4 days, because that's a big class, to take us to Iowa State. And then we had presenters talk about different programs at Iowa State. We got to observe, walked around campus. They talked about how you apply for going to college or post-secondary education. And, of course, we got to go eat lunch, you know, and kids thought that was fun. So it's really spending the time to connect kids to what is beyond high school and the possibilities, because not all families are aware of that. The Gear Up programs are typically in Iowa. I'd have to look. It's maybe 8 or 10 schools. More typically more diverse schools, and sometimes schools that maybe are more high poverty, because those might be kids whose parents have not gone on beyond high school and aren't even aware necessarily of everything that's out there. So it's kind of a neat program, but as with all programs that are grant funded, there's a great deal of paperwork, you know, and you have all the different strings attached, and that's okay. So they have funded a coordinator, and they said, well, we have enough funds that you should probably get a coordinator, because otherwise our people were trying to get this done along with everything else they do. So I think it'll be kind of a neat position, and maybe we'll take it to the next level.
All right. Kind of one last thing about the school board meeting last night that I wanted to ask you about. You had a transfer of funds from the general fund to the student activity fund for protective and safety equipment. Now, you mentioned that this was for stuff like football helmets, pads, softball and baseball helmets, that sort of thing. Now, this is a change from the way you've done it before, because it needed to come out of the student activity fund instead of the general fund as it normally had been, correct?
Correct. And we have, we saw this need a number of years ago that our activity fund didn't have enough funds for purchasing, especially like even reconditioned or football helmets are very expensive. And obviously that's a huge need. So we have, the board probably 5-6 years ago, we talked to the board and said, you know, We have to have these things. We can't just rely on what we have in the activity fund, this protective equipment. We have to have it. And so the board has always said we have put about $10,000 towards that. So we've purchased it out of general fund with that those same funds. So we didn't want our kids to go without, obviously. That's a huge thing. And then Iowa code changed and said, well, you need to have it out of the activity fund, but you just need to have a board motion to put that money from general fund into the activity fund, and then you pay it out of activity fund. So really, it's wording. It's not that we haven't done any of it before. It's the wording and the change of the procedure so that we pay it out of activity fund. But, you know, people aren't going to go without with concussions and, you know, things like that. You always want to make sure your kids are protected.
Yeah, definitely. And the school, this was already purchased from last or from earlier in the year, correct?
Yeah,
and a little over $9,000.
Yep. And it was retroactive. And we typically figure it's around 10 that we're going to need by the time. It's also, you know, softball has to have chest protectors and helmets, and there's all sorts of protective equipment for various sports, and it's a huge need, and obviously we're going to do it. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure our kids are protected when they're participating.
All right. Well, is there anything else about the school board meeting from last night that you thought was important or particularly interesting?
No, I think it was probably a little longer. The board members were giving me a little static about that last meeting being a little longer. But, you know, sometimes there's just some things you have to take care of every year.
All right. Well, Lynn, you've been, as of July 1st, the former superintendent for Perry Schools. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Perry Superintendent Lynn Eubin. This has been part two of a two-part interview. You can find this program and part one at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.